Well, now that October is here, you may be thinking about what your plans for Halloween are going to be, maybe your costume. But another Halloween tradition around these parts is the annual staging of the Haunted Basement at the Soap Factory, the innovative gallery space in Minneapolis. This year is the 8th year of the Haunted Basement, which has gained a reputation for being one of the scariest haunted houses that you'll ever visit. Well, this past Saturday night, Jill and Jade and I had a chance to check it out. It was the first time for each of us. And we'd heard about the waivers that you have to sign before you go in. It's one of those things, giving it its reputation. We knew we were encouraged to wear clothing. We wouldn't mind getting messy. Beyond the waivers and that aspect, we knew very, very little, except the fact that it's supposed to be terrifying. Well, to tell us a little bit more about the Haunted Basement, this Halloween tradition, are some of the folks behind the Soap Factory's annual project. We have Noah Bremer, director, and Tyler Olson, assistant director and blood effects specialist, here with us this morning. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for terrifying us this past weekend. So you've been with it for a year, a couple years for you, Noah. Mm-hmm. But how long has the Haunted Basement been going on? Because this thing has a reputation for being terrifying.
Yeah, this is the 8th year.
Wow.
Of the Haunted Basement. Every year has been different.
Do you have a different theme every year? Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oftentimes. Sometimes the theme can be very simple. From mouth to anus was one theme.
Oh, that's good.
From a couple of years ago.
Oh, shoot. I wish we would have gone that year. So what was the theme this year?
Well, right before this, in the Fringe Festival, we created a show my company, Live Action Set, at the Soap Factory, called Crime and Punishment, very much based on the novel. We really were focusing on the tone of Raskolnikov's adventure in life in that time. That's the main character of the Dostoevsky classic. And so we have the same sets, but with minor tweaks to make them even more terrifying. It's kind of like the nightmare version of that. We didn't really stick to the thematic nature of the book anymore. We just said, okay, well, what's the nightmare, and stripped it away and kept going with that.
Yeah, so the main character in Crime and Punishment spends a lot of his time in kind of fever dreams. And so we said, okay, well, what if this entire basement experience was one of those? And really use that as kind of a jumping off point.
And the place it took us was, if you take humanity to the extreme of depravity, you end up with like feral people who are just like primal base desires enacted out. The audience is dropped into that world, and it's very encompassing. It's an immersive world, and that's kind of what we've tried to create.
We weren't quite sure what to expect when we arrived at the Soap Factory, because we had worked ourselves into such a tizzy, because people that had gone in the past were, really getting us psyched up. And so what should somebody expect when they show up to the Soap Factory for the Haunted Basement?
Sure, yeah. Well, the first thing that you have to know is, when you go down into the basement, you wear a mask. And that's a big part of the experience. So you are relatively anonymous, but so is everybody else. The other thing to know is that once you go down into the basement, you are on your own. As opposed to a traditional haunted house, there's no path you follow. There's nowhere that you're supposed to go. There's no place to get out from. You're just in it.
Yeah, so because we were thinking, okay, we're going to go through some sort of maze, and then that's the end, because mm-hmm. that's the haunted house that everybody has been to mm-hmm. a million times.
Right, you move from point A to point Z in a traditional haunted house. This one is fascinating because you just sort of don't know where the end is. And mm-hmm. after a little while, it becomes apparent that, oh my goodness, I've been here before. Which way is the way out?
I don't know. Have I seen this? I'm so confused. I don't know how to get to the end.
We have a clip that we wanted to play you here, and that is, you think you're going to be able to go and stick with your friends that you came with, but it becomes pretty quickly apparent that that's not going to happen once you get
down. Steve was on his own.
I was on my own because Jill and Jade went off somewhere else, and I was like,
we were led astray by kind of a creepy little doll, and we ended up in a nightmare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's a little clip of the moment when we finally ran into one another again.
It doesn't go anywhere.
It's in here. I can't breathe.
All right. So as you can hear there, that's right when we ran into one another, and it was right towards the end there. There was this sort of upswell of music. So the timing really was pretty good, but it was right in a moment when we kind of thought, are we ever going to get out of here?
You know, and it was the point that if it would have been a horror movie, one of us would have got the axe because it was just too perfect for us to be reunited at the end, which was kind of another thing I had in the back of my mind. And so, yep, the Currents Morning Show, we experienced the haunted basement at the Soap Factory, and you just got to prepare yourself for an experience.
Yep, wear appropriate clothes, be prepared to wear a mask, and beyond that, the rest is just unknown, I suppose. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing with us this morning, and congratulations on another year.
Thank you.
This is Noah Bremer, director, and Tyler Olson, assistant director and blood effects specialists, and we've also learned general fluid specialists as well, for the Haunted Basement going on at the Soap Factory. We'll give you links to the Soap Factory's event over at thecurrent.org once again this year. It's 89.3 The Current.